This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The last time we spoke with John Lurie, the New York saxophonist who is hawking his CD on TV using an 800 number. His band, the Lounge Lizards, was 10 years old then, and Lurie was tired of the way the music business worked. Well, now the band is turning 20, and John Lurie started a label of his own. He's released 3 new recordings in a year, and he is starring in his own fishing show. NPR's Bob Boylan has this profile.
If you know John Lurie, it's probably not for his strange and beautiful music, but for his personification of cool as an actor. He's the lanky, pretty good-looking guy in the Jim Jarmusch films Stranger Than Paradise and Down by Law. You may have heard his rich, throaty voice in a beer commercial, or heard his film score To Get Shorty. But this is what John Lurie would want you to know about him. This song's called Yak from the Lounge Lizards. It's from the CD called Queen of All Ears, their most recent CD. It's another in a string of serious but very fun jazz records by the band. The recording was made 3 years ago and was to be put out by a label, Lawakapa. Musician David Burns, its head. It's a small label owned by a big company, Warner Brothers. The Lounge Lizards hoped that with worldwide distribution, more people would hear their music. As it turned out, the experience wasn't good.
Even though I had paid for the record, Warner Brothers had the master, and, well, not Warner Brothers, but Lawakapa had the master. They wouldn't give it back. I finally got it back after 2 years of, like, you know, legal wrangling and dinner, and I finally got the record back. And then I thought the only way to do this is to put it out myself. So, you know, I managed to make money doing music for a TV commercial or for even some bad movies, and then, you know, I've got the money and I put it out myself, and I'm proud of it, you know.
This is a story about a small but strong and proud man who woke up one morning and looked at the ceiling of his bedroom and said to himself, what I love in this world, in this life, is God, my farm, and my family.
John calls his label Strange and Beautiful Music, a name that fits the music he makes. Even though launching a label took time away from making the music John loves so much, after 20 years, Lurie felt it had to be done.
I wanted to be able to protect the music. People in the music business who don't seem to care about the product that they're dealing with, even if it was peas, I think that they would do a better job of caring for these things. But I just didn't want to be told what to be put on my album cover. I didn't want to be told that the cello solo was too long. I didn't want to be told that, well, actually, yes, your CDs are out in Japan, but most of the songs have been cut in half. I just wanted to protect it. I care too much about this stuff, so I felt like I had to do this, even though the business side of this is making my life hell.
John Lurie's been prolific, though. His new label has released 3 of his projects. This music is actually music from a movie that was never released. John and the filmmaker had a falling out. He's proud of this score, though, and approaches film music in a way very different from his big band music.
I pretty much write for the Lounge Lizards with my eyes closed, and I write for movies with my eyes open. A lot of times with writing music for movies is you have this sort of in the back of your head, you have a library, a catalog of things, little tiny bits and pieces that you've written. And you watch the scene and you play. You know, watch people labor over scores and ruin them a lot of times. Because you can write great music for a bad movie. You know, I really believe this.
Life is so beautiful.
And then there's the fishing show.
For some, more than others. Every breath. Every day of our lives, fishing.
I was threatening to do this for a long time, and I kind of wanted to make something sort of like Marlon Perkins on LSD. Well, I got kind of locked in a certain way. My image got locked in after Stranger Than Paradise and Down by Law. I got locked into this, I don't even know what it is, but it was really far from how I saw myself.
So John concocted sort of a talk show on the water with a canoe instead of a couch, and the fishing, just a device to sit and talk. The show was aired on the Bravo and independent film channels.
You know, I wanted to direct a movie, and I didn't want to spend 2 years making it, so this satisfied an urge for me, and so I do these half-hour TV shows where I go to Thailand with Dennis Hopper and to Jamaica with Tom Waits. It's nice because when you leave the camera running the whole time, these people who have, you see them in a movie in a certain way, or you see them on David Letterman in a certain way, that whole thing starts to drop away and they really become themselves more. And you know, you get a boyishness and a charm out of them that you don't normally get. And I love the show for that.
And after the Molson on Ice commercials, the music for Garden Burgers, the business of his new label, John Lurie hopes that all of this will give him the liberty to propel the Lounge Lizards to center stage. For NPR News, I'm Bob Boylan.
You know, it's 9 people in the band, so it's 12 people traveling. We tend to lose money. It is the most difficult thing to set up, and I would never do it if I didn't love these people. It's more about seeing them again that makes me, you know, continue to book tours and book stuff with this. And it is really some kind of very sacred unit. Yes.